That gave her a nasty jolt, especially coming out as it did in Matt's cute little Scandinavian accent.
Do you have a credit card?
Matt smiled proudly. I have many. I have American Express, MasterCard, and Visa. I have the Euro Gold card. I have... Good. That's good. I want you to go down to the... For a moment, her mind blanked, and then it came. To the Plaza Park Hotel, and rent a room. Rent it for a week. If they ask, tell them it's for a friend of yours, a lady friend. An unpleasant possibility occurred to her. This was New York, the North, in the year 1999, and a person liked to believe that things continued to go in the right direction, but it was best to be sure. Will they make any unpleasantness about me being a Negro? No, of course not. He looked surprised. Rent the room in your name, and tell the clerk that a woman named Susanna Mia Dean will be using it. Do you understand? Ja, Susanna Mia Dean. What else? Money, of course. She asked him if he had any. Her new friend removed his wallet and handed it to her. She continued to hold the turtle where he could see it in one hand while she riffled through the wallet, a very nice Lord Buxton, with the other. There was a wad of traveler's checks, no good to her, not with that insanely convoluted signature, and about $200 in good old American cabbage. She took it and dropped it into the boarder's bag, which had lately held the pair of shoes. When she looked up, she was dismayed to see that a couple of Girl Scouts, maybe 14 years old and both wearing backpacks, had joined the businessman. They were staring at the turtle with shiny eyes and wet lips. Susanna found herself remembering the girls in the audience on the night Elvis Presley had played the Ed Sullivan Show.
"Too cool," one of them said, almost in a sigh.
"Totally awesome," said the other.
"You girls go on about your business," Susanna said, their faces tucked in, assuming identical looks of sorrow. They could almost have been twins from the collar.
"Do we have to?"
asked the first.
"Yes,"
Susanna said. "Thank ye, Si, long days and pleasant nights," said the second. Tears had begun to roll down her cheeks. Her friend was also crying.
"Forget you saw me,"
Susanna called as they started away. She watched them nervously until they reached Second Avenue and headed uptown, then turned her attention back to Mats Van Wyck.
"You get a wiggle on too, Mats. Hoss your freight down to that hotel and rent a room. Tell them your friend Susanna will be right along."
"What is this freight hossing? I do not understand. It means hurry up."
She handed back his wallet, minus the cash, wishing she could have gotten a longer look at all those plastic cards, wondering why anyone would need so many.
"Once you have the room nailed down, go on to where you were going. Forget you ever saw me."
Now, like the girls in their green uniforms, Mats began to weep.
"Must I also forget the Sholpada?"
"Yes." Susanna remembered a hypnotist she'd once seen performing on some TV variety show, maybe even Ed Sullivan. "No turtle, but you're going to feel good the rest of the day, you hear me? You're going to feel like..." $1 million might not mean that much to him, and for all she knew, 1 million kroner wouldn't buy a haircut. "You're going to feel like the Swedish ambassador himself, and you'll stop worrying about your wife's fancy man. To hell with him, right?"
"Yeah, to hell with that guy,"
Mats cried, and although he was still weeping, he was now smiling too. There was something divinely childish in that smile. It made Susanna feel happy and sad at the same time. She wanted to do something else for Mats Van Wyck, if she could.
"And your bowels?"
"Yeah."
"Like clockwork, for the rest of your life," Susanna said, holding the turtle up. "What's your usual time, Mats?"
"I am going just after breakfast."
"Then that's when it'll be, for the rest of your life, unless you're busy. If you're late for an appointment or something like that, just say, Maturin, and the urge will pass until the next day."
"Maturin."
"Correct.
Go on now."